When you were a child, did you play the game of play like? That is, you would pretend or play like you were a cowboy or a policeman or a king. It's a great game for children to play. However, I invite you to play that game with me for a moment now. Play like you lived long ago. You had been commissioned of God to lead 3 million slaves out of their land of bondage. You are to organize them into a nation with a government, laws, and officers of the law. Then play like the people would not cooperate with you. They grew fearful of the demands of the journey, blamed you for getting them into trouble, and were ready to reject you and return to the land of their slavery. Now, how would you respond to that situation? Well, we do not need to pretend any longer, for biblical history reports where it happened just that way. Moses led the Hebrews out of Egypt with great joy. They were sure that he was appointed of God to lead them from bondage to freedom. But when the journey was underway, they discovered there were dangers involved. They were directed by the Lord God to follow a prescribed route to the southeast from Egypt and to camp at a specific place where he named. Now, when they did so, they faced the Red Sea. And then they became aware that Pharaoh had changed his mind about releasing them from slavery and had sent his army to drive them back. Before them lay the deep waters of the Red Sea. Behind them marched the greatest military force in the world. They were in an impossible situation. What did they do? Well, the people turned against Moses. They blamed him for their trouble, which they were sure would end in their death. And his response is a good example for every person who is in place of leadership in secular or religious life. What do you do when you are a leader and the people you're leading turn against you? Well, you do what Moses did. I summarize his challenge in these words. Do not be afraid. Stand still. God will deliver you. You see the Egyptians now, but you will never see them again after today. The Lord will fight for you. Just stand still and do not fear. Now, I see four principles in that statement recorded in Exodus 14, verses 13 and 14, and these principles apply to us today. Number one, when others are fearful, keep calm. Stand still, Moses cried. What a strange command. That mighty army of Egypt was marching toward the encamped Hebrews. The threat they posed was very real. Life and death was at stake. It's no time to be still. It was a time to prepare for battle by raising a defense and arming the men. It's a time for the women and the children to flee from danger. But Moses ordered, stand still. Now, how do you react when a crisis arises? Are you weakened by fear or strengthened by faith? Psalm 46:10 reads, be still and know that I am God. You see, we will never see His power manifest in our behalf unless we are still in a confident expectation of His help. If we have only our own resources on which to rely, we have good reason to be filled with fear. But the Bible says of God's children, the everlasting God is your refuge, and underneath are the everlasting arms. It's no wonder the Reverend E.A. Huffman wrote in his blessed hymn, what have I to dread? What have I to fear? Leaning on the everlasting arms. I have blessed peace with my Lord so near, leaning on the everlasting arms. Like a little child running to his parent to be held and protected from danger, you must run to Jesus when the crisis comes. So when others are fearful, keep calm. Second, when others are expecting death, look for deliverance. Moses assured the Hebrews that if only they would stand still, they would see the salvation of the Lord. See, like the prophet Jonah, he had learned by experience that salvation comes from the Lord, and it comes from Him only. The Hebrews looked at the Egyptian army and expected death by the sword. They looked in the other direction at the Red Sea and expected death by drowning. It was death either way in their view, and they bewailed their loss of hope. But the doubts of others must not weaken your faith. Make the foundation of your faith the faithfulness of God and not the attitude of your peers. A third thing, When others expect the enemy to harm, you expect God to bless. The Hebrews feared the Egyptians who had been their masters in slavery and were now their enemy in military armor. But Moses feared none but God. He said, "The Egyptians whom you see today, you will never see again." Now, do you believe God's word when He promises, "We know that all things work together for good to those who love God, to those who are the called according to His purpose"? If so, why do you worry when problems arise? Can you not claim by faith that God will work out good for you and glory to Himself from the problem? See, that's what faith means. With that kind of faith, the saints of God have subdued kingdoms, worked righteousness, obtained promises, stopped the mouths of lions, quenched the violence of fire, escaped the edge of the sword, out of weakness were made strong, became valiant in battle, turned to flight the armies of the aliens, received their dead raised to life again. You can see God's power manifest in crises if you'll only trust Him. So, when others are fearful, you keep calm. When others are expecting death, you look for deliverance. When others expect the enemy to harm, you expect God to bless. And when others look to their own resources, you look to God for help. "The Lord will fight for you," Moses promised, "while you stand still and behold His power." Oh, what a thrilling truth. Do you remember the biblical record of Sennacherib's invasion of the kingdom of Judah? He had overrun almost the whole country before he set a siege against Jerusalem. He called upon King Hezekiah to make an unconditional surrender. Well, the king called his people together and said, "Be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid or discouraged because of the king of Assyria and the vast army with him, for there is a greater power with us than with him. With him is only the arm of flesh, but with us is the Lord our God to help us and to fight our battles." Well, it's no wonder the people took courage and stood against their enemy. Now, the principle still applies. The Bible says, "The eyes of the Lord range throughout the earth to strengthen those whose hearts are fully committed to Him." And today, He's looking for crises where His intervention is needed. He delights to show His strength on behalf of His dear children. When difficulties come, the people look to their leaders as the children look to their parents. So be calm. Look to God. Trust Him to help. That's the way to respond to the impossible situations which arise in your life. Father, sovereign God over all persons and things, we praise You that nothing is beyond Your control. We even thank You for those situations we face which are beyond our ability to handle, for then we can see Your power. So show us how to trust our daily affairs into Your hands and to leave them there without frettings or fears. For Jesus' sake, amen.